Hi, I'm Daniel, founder of Pretty Litter. Did you know cats tend to hide symptoms of sickness and pain? I learned this the hard way after losing my cat, Gingy. So I created Pretty Litter, a health monitoring litter that helps detect early signs of illness by changing colors, saving you money and potentially your cat's life. Pretty Litter is veterinarian developed, and it's the easiest way to keep tabs on your fur baby's health right at home.
Go to prettylitter.com and use code ACAST for 20% off your first order and a free cat toy. Terms and conditions apply. See site for details.
You know, Dory, I am very interested in personal style and figuring out what my personal style is. But I also really appreciate having some guidance in this area. You know, like fashion, I feel like is one of those things that people just kind of expect you to know what your innate style is.
Totally. Yes.
And that's not always the case.
No.
Which is why I have turned to my favorite place, Masterclass.
Yay.
Now, look, we all know that with Masterclass, you can dabble in new skills and learn from the world's best minds anytime, anywhere, and at your own pace. Like, if you want to learn how to use your voice as an instrument from Mariah Carey, that is a thing you can do.
Amazing.
Can you imagine if when you were in high school, someone said, hey, you could learn a voice from Mariah Carey? I wouldn't believe them.
No, I would not either.
It's possible with Masterclass. But the reason I bring up fashion and style is because they have a fantastic beauty and personal style section that I have been slowly working my way through. Two people in particular have been my guides. Tan France, who has a class called Style for Everyone, and Carla Welch, Building and Owning Your Personal Style.
Ooh, yes.
This has been very, very influential and helpful for me figuring out who I am as a dresser.
I love this.
And Dory, sometimes I do it while I'm getting dressed.
Oh, okay.
Because that's how easy and accessible Masterclass is. And like, it's not even necessary to sit down and consume a full class from start to finish. You can go at your own pace. Do it when it works for you. The material is super easy to access, whether I'm on my laptop, my phone, or my TV. They have a new audio mode so I can listen in my car or while I'm traveling. And right now, Forever 35 listeners will get an additional 15% off an annual membership at masterclass.com/F35. Get 15% off right now at masterclass.com/F35. That's masterclass.com/F35. Well, hello there, and welcome to Forever 35, a podcast about the things we do to take care of ourselves. I'm Kate Spencer.
And I'm Dory Shafrir.
And we are not experts.
But we are two friends who like to talk a lot about serums.
That is 100% the truth, Dory. And this is a mini episode where we hear from you, we share your comments and thoughts, and we answer your questions to the best of our ability.
And please do remember, we're not experts. We're just podcast hosts, and we do always encourage you to seek support first and foremost from a doctor and or a mental health professional as needed.
We love to hear from you. Makes our lives. And so if you'd like to reach us, you can leave us a voicemail or send us a text message at 781-591-0390, or you can email us at forever35podcast@gmail.com.
And just a reminder that everything we mention on the show is always on our website, forever35podcast.com. And you can follow us on Twitter at forever35pod and on Instagram at forever35podcast. And you can join the Forever 35 Facebook group, where the password is serums. And there are many, many, many spinoffs for anything your heart desires.
We've got a shout out to one of those groups coming up later in the episode.
Oh, we sure do.
Oh, we do.
Kate, how's it going?
You know, Dory, it's going. It's going. We're in a wild hellscape. And
yes, indeed.
I'm trying to do things that ground me.
Yes, yes, I hear that.
today I took a picture of a rose covered in like water droplets.
Oh,
I don't know. I'll post it on our Instagram. It's not a good picture, but I was like, oh, the beauty of this rose covered in these water droplets.
Hey, whatever works.
You know, I'm trying to notice the little things. And I will say that one thing I've kind of gotten obsessed with over the past couple of months is having fresh flowers all over my house. I have found this to be like, I don't know if it's the ritual of going to buy the flowers, which is something I've been doing on Sunday mornings, or if it is just like the beauty of the flower, the smell. I don't know. Flowers die. They cost a lot of money. They are annoying. But like, I've turned into kind of a, like, you know how there's like cat ladies? I'm like a flower lady.
I love this. I have some fresh flowers in my house right now. Not as many as you.
What do you have?
I do have some. I have some Gerbera daisies.
Pretty.
Is that how you pronounce it?
Yeah. I don't know because I'm not an expert about flowers. I just take photos of them.
Yeah, I love having flowers. I feel like I'm very inconsistent about buying them. So I have a lot of respect for you having a consistent flower practice.
I mean, that sounds like the most obnoxious thing a person could possibly have is a flower practice.
I'm into it.
I have been, I'd like to give a shout out to Flower Truck LA. They sell
Love
flowers.
Flower Truck LA.
Yeah. So on Sundays, they are close to me in the valley. So I like get up, get my coffee, get my mask, toodaloot on over, buy an obscene amount of flowers. And like some of them I stretch out for a long time. Like my eucalyptus is really going. Others, you know, they last a week or two, but it's been very pleasurable, like perusing the flowers and then like making bouquets and like placing things.
Yeah. Oh, that's so fun.
I will say, I also sometimes get flowers at my local Trader Joe's or Costco as well. And if I really had it in me, I'd go to the flower market downtown, but I don't even know if it's open, right? I'm sure it is open, but that's just too much of a journey for me. But we have access to beautiful flowers here in Los Angeles. So that's where I'm at, Dory. I have like four different vases. I still haven't decided which one I say.
I say vase, but that's just me.
Vases sounds very pretentious, but vases seems like a weird word. I'll figure it out. But anyway, okay. I have a lot going on right now. And one thing that I've really loved doing is keeping some on my bedside table.
That's so lovely.
It's really
a nice atmosphere.
It's just like I'm just trying to set the mood because everything else feels so chaotic and just terrifying that inside my house.
Do you get flowers for your husband's bedside table?
Dory, I don't. I don't.
Hey, that's fine. I don't think he would appreciate them anyway.
I don't think he would. I mean, I could decorate his giant jar of change. Does everyone's male spouse... giant jar of change feels like a very like hetero man thing to have on a bedside table for some reason. I don't know why.
I remember once going to a party at a couple's house and the guy had red Solo cups full of change
just on his
bedroom
bedside table.
I forget if they were on the bedside table, but they were definitely in the bedroom. And I was like, wow, this is a mood.
I mean, bedside table is really where you reveal a lot about who you are.
It's true. You know, you were saying that you've bought some flowers at Trader Joe's. I find Trader Joe's flowers to be hit or miss. My current daisies are from Trader Joe's. But a week ago, I bought hydrangeas from Trader Joe's. And they lasted about 2 days.
Ooh, that's bad.
Which was not great, in my opinion. So,
I mean, like I said, it's kind of an expensive habit because you kind of just feel like you're dumping money into this thing that isn't going to last forever. But also, like, I'll take any joy where I can get it. You know what I mean?
Totally.
I'm like,
oh, yes.
Again, if these roses are going to, like, give me an hour of pleasure.
Yep.
Yeah. Well, Don't buy hydrangeas at Trader Joe's.
Yeah. I mean, look, maybe it's just my Trader Joe's that got like a bum shipment, but I was disappointed.
That is disappointing. I mean, eucalyptus is a great purchase because you can really keep it going for a long time.
See, that is really smart. I never thought about that. Mm-hmm. I feel like I'm a flower noob.
Well, you can get to be like a flower, like medium level with me.
Okay.
I'll get you all there. Right.
Okay, thank you.
Whew. You know what you're not a noob, though, of doing?
What?
Baking.
You know, I feel like I've really hit my stride.
Yeah, you sent me like 2 photos of different challah breads you made last week.
Yeah, I made a raisin challah and a plain challah. And you know what? They were really good. Even my husband, who's kind of an asshole about food stuff, was like, these are really good. You know, he's just one of those. He's one of those people who thinks he can always cook or bake better than you can.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. And like a lot of the time he's right. Like he is a very good cook and he's very good with flavors. But, you know, while he wasn't watching, I've been practicing.
You flew under the radar.
Exactly. So the challahs were really good. I did a 6-strand braid, which was challenging, but I prevailed. And
whatever that means.
I cooked them. So the previous challah I'd made, I'd baked at 375. And I was like, you know what? I think this is slightly overbaked, as Paul Hollywood would say. And so for this last set, I cooked them at 350, and I think that was a better choice.
See, this is like a true baker's journey.
It's a real journey. I also, like, they're just, I used a slightly different recipe. I used the Smitten Kitchen recipe this time. And she does 3 rises. She breaks up the first rise. So like the other recipe I'd used, the first rise was 1.5 hours. The Smitten Kitchen recipe, you do 1 hour rise, then you punch it down, and then you let it rise for 1.5 hours. So you do 2 rises, and then you do your 3rd rise once you braid it. So I think that like it's an interesting strategy. Anyway, so those came out great. I was very, very pleased. And then they were using, apparently on Friday at Matt's work, they were using a lot of fruit in a scene or something.
Okay.
And he brought home all this fruit. He brought home some plums, a pineapple, bananas, and 2 limes. And I was like, huh, there's a basket of plums. What can I do with a basket of plums? I was like, well, you know, I could make a plum cake. I've made a plum cake before. I thought it came out fine. I did not think it was amazing, but I thought it was fine. And I was like, let me see if I can find another plum cake recipe. And I landed on a recipe on a website called Once Upon a Chef, which I was not familiar with, but it is run by Jen Siegel, who describes herself as a classically trained chef, cookbook author, and busy mom. And she has a recipe for a late summer plum cake that she described as gently spiced. This jammy plum cake celebrates the summer into fall season. Serve it as a brunch cake or for dessert, topped with vanilla ice cream or whipped cream. And I thought, well, this sounds delightful.
Mmm.
It has some sneaky spices in it. It has some cinnamon.
spices.
Yeah. Some cardamom and some nutmeg.
Oh, that sounds so good.
Yeah. And you know what? It was really good. I also feel like the classes I took with Molly J. Wilk were really helpful because I also think I've been watching a lot of baking shows.
Also and that like, Paul Hollywood man?
That is that Paul Hollywood man, yes.
Okay.
Like, I feel like now when they say cream, butter, and sugar, I kind of know what it's supposed to look like. Do you know what I mean? See,
yes, I do. And I do feel like there is something to be said for an educational value in these shows.
Yes, I completely agree. So I feel like this cake was light and fluffy in a way that I've typically not been able to get my cakes to feel, but it had that like really nice crust, like a perfect crust, not too hard. And the plums were good. They were jammy, just like she said they would be. And I don't think these plums were particularly good. I think they were kind of like not great end of the season plums. But the nice thing about baking plums is that, and covering them with sugar, is that then they taste delicious.
Yeah, it's like, who even cares?
Exactly.
About
the plum is just a vessel.
For the sugar and the cardamom. Now, Dory, what did Matt think? What did Matt think?
Okay, Matt has not tried the cake yet. I just finished it this evening. I just had a piece right before we started recording, and I was like, this is very good, if I do say so myself.
Sounds good.
Yeah. Yep. So here we are.
Okay. Well, I'll look forward to you opening a quaint little bake shop on the coast of in a seaside village at some point.
Well, first I have to go there and check it out.
Well, maybe you can take us on a trip with your mind, as you now do.
Exactly. It's now my thing. One quick observation that I just want to share with everyone and actually ask if anyone else has had this experience. As I was showering this morning with my Brio Geo Scalp Revival shampoo, I thought, what does this smell like? This smells like something. And then I thought, oh, this smells like Thin Mints.
Yum.
Yeah. I was like, huh. So I'm curious, listeners who use the Brio Geo Scalp Revival charcoal and coconut oil shampoo, does your shampoo smell like Thin Mints, or was I just losing it? Let me know.
And can you eat it?
Can you eat it? Exactly. Great question, Kate.
All right, Troy. Let's take a little break.
Okay. BRB.
Mom deserves better than a drugstore card. This Mother's Day, surprise her with a truly special personalized card from Moonpig. Add your favorite photos, a heartfelt message, and we'll even mail it for you the same day, all for just $5. From mom to grandma, we have something to celebrate every mom in your life. Every mom deserves a Moonpig card. Get 50% off your first card at moonpig.com.
Moonpig.com.
Want flexibility? Take yoga. Want flexibility with your health insurance? Check out United Healthcare Insurance Plans. Underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, they offer flexible, budget-friendly medical, dental, and vision coverage that may be right for you. More at uh1.com.
I like to care for my skin, duh. And It's also something that I do love to kind of like get into the research on.
You do have a curious mind.
Look, I have a curious mind. I can't help it.
You do.
But today's sponsor, OneSkin, has made that easy because they do their own fantastic research for their products. In fact, their products are scientifically validated to improve your skin's health while targeting the root cause of aging. The secret is OneSkin's proprietary OS1 peptide. It's the first ingredient proven to switch off the aging cells that cause lines, wrinkles, and thinning skin, and they've got several studies to back it up. They also have an amazing new sunscreen.
Ooh, our favorite.
Our fave. It's the OS1 Shield Protect and Repair SPF 30 Plus. It's got the peptide. It's a mineral sunscreen. It's got antioxidants. It comes in tinted and untinted. I mean, like, what can't this thing do? I'm just saying. I love it. It's so easy to use, and I love that it's just like, zoop, and it feels so nice going on. But don't take my word for it. OneSkin has over 4,000 five-star reviews and was recently recognized by Fast Company as one of the most innovative brands of 2024. OneSkin is the world's first skin longevity company. By focusing on the cellular aspects of aging, OneSkin keeps your skin looking and acting younger for longer. Get started today with 15% off using code FOREVER at oneskin.co. That's 15% off oneskin.co with code FOREVER. After you purchase, they'll ask you where you heard about them, and please support your show and tell them we sent you.
You know, Dory, I am very interested in personal style and figuring out what my personal style is. But I also really appreciate having some guidance in this area. You know, like fashion, I feel like is one of those things that people just kind of expect you to know what your innate style is.
Totally. Yes.
And that's not always the case.
No.
Which is why I have turned to my favorite place, Masterclass.
Yay.
Now, look, we all know that with Masterclass, you can dabble in new skills and learn from the world's best minds anytime, anywhere, and at your own pace. Like, if you want to learn how to use your voice as an instrument from Mariah Carey, that is a thing you can do.
Amazing.
Can you imagine if when you were in high school, someone said, hey, you could learn a voice from Mariah Carey? I wouldn't believe them.
No, but I would not possible. Either.
It's possible with Masterclass. But the reason I bring up fashion and style is because they have a fantastic beauty and personal style section that I have been slowly working my way through. Two people in particular have been my guides. Tan France, who has a class called Style for Everyone, and Carla Welch, Building and Owning Your Personal Style.
Ooh, yes.
This has been very, very influential and helpful for me figuring out who I am as a dresser.
I love
and,
this.
And Dory, sometimes I do it while I'm getting dressed.
Oh, okay.
Because that's how easy and accessible Masterclass is. And like, it's not even necessary to sit down and consume a full class from start to finish. You can go at your own pace. Do it when it works for you. The material is super easy to access, whether I'm on my laptop, my phone, or my TV. They have a new audio mode so I can listen in my car or while I'm traveling. And right now, Forever 35 listeners will get an additional 15% off an annual membership at masterclass.com/F35. Get 15% off right now at masterclass.com/F35. That's masterclass.com/F35.
So, Dory.
Yes, Kate.
We are going to devote this entire segment to the art of menstruating.
I'm into it. I'm here for it.
Specifically, menstrual cups.
Okay.
Because we had a listener ask about taking out their menstrual cup. And
Yes.
What a journey it was to do
so. Yes.
How challenging it is. And
yes,
I tell you what, many menstrual cup users wrote in, texted, called, sounded the alarm, if you will. Do you like this buildup that I'm going for here?
I do. It's great.
We got really great feedback. We got tips. We got product recommendations. We got other people who echoed my advice of doing it in the shower. So let's jump in.
Okay, let's do it.
If you bloody well please.
Oh, Kate.
Was that good or
Kate,
bad?
Kate,
was it good?
Kate. Oh. All right.
Okay, sorry, everybody. A text. Listening to the podcast about menstrual cup removal, I use a Diva cup and often empty it in the shower. It makes everything go much smoother, no mess, easier to crouch a bit, get into the right position for removal, and you can clean it out and reinsert before finishing your shower. A one-stop shop, if you will.
Okay, as someone who has never used a menstrual cup before, I have a question. How frequently do you empty your menstrual cup?
Every 12 hours.
Okay, so you have to shower every 12 hours in this scenario.
Okay, you raise a good point. Your analytical brain is just chugging along here.
I'm just saying, like, this is the first thing that occurred to me. Like, this sounds like a lot of showers.
I mean, look, yeah, you're right. I do it. When I am showering, I'm like, oh, this is a good time for me to just knock out the cup. But I don't like make a point of showering every day at 8 a.m. and 8 p.m. for the menstrual cup.
Right. I see. Okay.
It's still mostly a toilet bowl operation for me.
Okay. All right.
But that is a great question. You're right.
I'm wondering, this listener, does she shower every time she removes the menstrual cup? Or is this like if I'm showering, I'll take it out, but I don't necessarily get in the shower if I need to take it out? You know what I'm saying?
Yes, I would be that. That is what I do.
Got it. All right. Good. Glad we cleared that up.
You truly are an investigative journalist, because I hadn't even thought about that.
I just put on my detective cap, which is also my investigative journalist cap. They're interchangeable.
You're chewing on a cigar that you don't smoke.
Exactly.
That's how I imagine you. All right. Well, here is...
And I'm saying, get me rewrite. Okay. Here we go.
Oh, boy.
Hi, Kate and Dor. I had to pause the pod because you two were talking about menstrual cups, and I am of that younger generation that has had some education around these. And so some things I have learned are that there are menstrual cups that are not for everybody. So to get a little TMI here, everybody's shaped a little different, angled a little different. And so the popular Diva cup might just not be the cup for you. And I would recommend to listeners to just kind of Google menstrual cups or top 10. And there's a bunch of different companies that have different ones that might work a little better. Now, if anyone has suggestions for the Go Girl, the Go Girl that is used when camping for folks without penises. So I've not figured that one out. In fact, I've practiced in the bathtub, no go. So if anyone has suggestions about that, I would love to hear it. Otherwise, there are many different kinds of menstrual cups situations that might work better for that listener. All right, signing off. This is Amanda.
Now, Amanda raises an interesting point, which is that I do feel like Diva Cup education has really, or menstrual cup education, because I guess not all menstrual cups are Diva Cups, but menstrual cup education is really something that took hold in the last like 5 to 10 years. And
yes.
That many, like a lot of women in their 20s are using menstrual cups.
Yeah, like lead us, Generation Z.
Yes.
Generation Menzies.
Like, wow, Menzies. You're killing it with the puns tonight.
I'm pretty proud of myself. These are great. Yeah, it is interesting you say that. Like, I certainly, when I started menstruating, like the idea of a cup was not even presented, or like amongst my peers, it was considered like weird or gross. Like, it just was never.
Were they even widely available when we were teenagers?
I don't think so. I don't recall.
I don't either.
Yeah.
I never heard of it till, I don't know, 15 years ago or something.
Yeah, I think same. So it's kind of exciting to think there's a younger generation kind of just like getting on top of things way earlier.
Yeah.
Because it's so much more satisfying, I find. Like, it's a much more comfortable experience.
Well, I defer to you on this.
We've got to get you cupping. That's what we call it in the cup community.
All right.
Okay. All right. That was great. And thank you. I also really appreciated that caller was very gender neutral in talking about menstruation, because you're right.
Totally.
It is people who menstruate, yep. Not just yep. women. Yep. Okay. All right. Well, here is an email. Hi, Kate and Dory. Another Kate from California here. I'm a longtime listener and thought I could share some tips on the menstrual cup removal question that a recent listener had. I've been using a menstrual cup for quite a few years now, and I love it. I can't imagine going back to tampons and pads. Here are my recommendations. Get a cup with a tab on the bottom end, like a Diva cup. I personally have the Lunette brand. It looks like the one mentioned on the podcast. Nixit just has a flat bottom, which is probably the issue with removal. You can cut the tab to any length you want based on personal comfort. I left mine long, then eventually cut it down to about a quarter inch. It may be irritating if you don't cut it short enough, depending on where it sits in your vagina. For removal, I found standing up to be the easiest. You can squat slightly, then push from inside, kind of like releasing a kegel, and the cup should slide down to the bottom of your vagina. At this point, you should be able to feel the bottom tip of the tab without sticking your finger too far in. It's easiest for me to grab the tab with my thumb and middle finger, then slide my pointer finger along the side of the cup and push on it to break the seal. You'll hear a pop, and then the cup should easily slide out. Holding the cup in place by the tab when you're trying to break the seal really does the trick in my experience.
Wow. These are some good tips.
Details.
Yeah. Thank you, Kate. Thank you, other Kate.
I did want to circle back to that voicemail, which one thing that I have found, and I think a lot of like cup, again, members of the cup community would recommend is that you kind of have to trial and error. Like not, it's not one cup fits all. So like Diva cup didn't work for me. I actually tried Lunette and I also didn't, I did not really love these kind of more like goblet like cups with the little thing sticking off the bottom. I like the Nixit, which is like a little cap.
Interesting. Mm-hmm, interesting. Mm-hmm.
Okay. So like we are all shaped differently and our bodies are different on the inside. So
right.
You know,
it's true.
All right.
As my OBGYN said, while I was getting induced unsuccessfully, my cervix is like Fort Knox.
Wait, what?
We never discussed this.
You mean like you can't get in?
This is a story for another time.
Okay. Okay. Fair. Noted, saved, put in
but
the
yes,
document.
We are all shaped differently indeed. All right. Shall I read this email?
Please take it away.
All right. Hey, Kat and Dora, long time, first time. In response to the caller who had the difficult time getting her menstrual cup out, I recommend the Flex Cup. It was served to me via Instagram ad, so I guess I have something to thank the algorithm for. The deluge of ads were what finally convinced me to make the switch to a cup. I chose the Flex Cup because it has a built-in silicone string that attaches to the inside wall of the cup that feeds through the bottom of the cup. So you just pull the string like a tampon to break the seal and then gently tug it out. It's still a little messy because it still involves you carefully balancing a cup full of blood beneath you before dumping it in the toilet. But I've never had that scary feeling of, OMG, this is never coming out with it. Love y'all. Thank you for all you do. 35 forever. Sheet masks. Never.
Wow. Interesting cups. I'd never heard of this Flex cup, but I'm looking at a picture of it right now on the internet and it's very interesting looking.
Yeah. I mean, I feel like I'm getting a real cup education tonight.
I'm eager for you to begin your cup journey.
I can't promise that I will. I'm just going to put that out there. Okay.
How would you feel if like for the holiday season, I just bought you a menstrual cup? Not the best gift.
I mean, look, I don't want to tell you what to get for me because any gift would be appreciated.
I also just have to tell you that Wirecutter has reviewed menstrual cups.
Really?
Yep. The best
and
menstrual cups. They picked the Mi Luna, which actually might be one of the ones I have. I can't remember what it's called. Mi Luna. But they said in an update in August, they're considering 5 additional cups and another reusable disc. Reusable disc.
Wow.
That's my jam. But this is an interesting, you know, even our friends over at Wirecutter are getting into cup madness.
Yeah. Wow. Okay.
Pretty cool.
That is pretty cool.
And I should also say I have watched like YouTube reviews of cups. There's like cup reviewers on YouTube. So like go deep. If one is not working for you, do not avail. There's so many options.
Okay. Good to know.
Well, that has been a fun segment, if I do say so myself.
Truly, truly a joy.
Dory?
Yes, Kate.
It's time for us to take another break.
Okay, all right.
A menstrual break? No, that's not a pun.
Nope.
That didn't work.
No, it's not.
All right, and we'll come back with a few more words from our listeners.
Okay.
Hi, I'm Daniel, founder of Pretty Litter. Cats and cat owners deserve better than any old-fashioned litter. That's why I teamed up with scientists and veterinarians to create Pretty Litter. Its innovative crystal formula has superior odor control and weighs up to 80% less than clay litter. Pretty Litter even monitors health by changing colors to help detect early signs of potential illness. It's the world's smartest kitty litter.
Go to prettylitter.com and use code ACAST for 20% off your first order and a free cat toy. Terms and conditions apply. See site for details.
Mom deserves better than a drugstore card. This Mother's Day, surprise her with a truly special personalized card from Moonpig. Add your favorite photos, a heartfelt message, and we'll even mail it for you the same day, all for just $5. From mom to grandma, we have something to celebrate every mom in your life. Every mom deserves a Moonpig card. Get 50% off your first card at Moonpig.com.
Moonpig.com.
All right. We have returned. Hello, everyone.
Hello, Dory.
Hello. All right. We have an email. Hey, Kat and Dor, I've been working on a Democratic campaign in a swing state since March 2019. This election is really, really, really important, and I'm really, really tired. Do you have any advice or words of encouragement for surviving / thriving over the next 30 days?
Do you, Dory?
Okay. Well, I just want to say, first of all, thank you for your service.
Yeah.
Like, what you are doing is amazing, and we appreciate you. We see you. We see the work that you've done, and you're amazing. So that's just what I want to preface everything by saying. Second thing that I will say is I don't think it's possible to thrive over the next 30 days. I think we're in a survival mode only situation. I have never worked on a campaign, so I can't speak to the exact situation. I can kind of imagine sort of what you're going through. I think if I were in your situation, the thing that would keep me going is knowing that it ends, that it is finite, that you just have to get through these 30 days. And what I would do is I would plan some sort of really fun or great gift for myself at the end of this, like something to really look forward to. Normally I would say go on like a relaxing vacation, but like that might not be possible right now. So maybe it's like booking yourself a massage, if that's something that you can do where you live, or buying yourself something that you've been like really wanting to get for a long time, but like telling yourself that you'll buy it after the election. Or I don't know you, so I don't know what kind of things you're into, but just something really special that you can like look forward to at the end. That would kind of help keep me going. The other thing is I would try to the extent that you can to like just take even the smallest amount of time for yourself, even if it's like 5 minutes in the morning before you go to work, to just meditate or do like a 5-minute Yoga with Adrian class, just something that is like just for you that you can do. I would try to do that. Kate, do you have thoughts?
I like that suggestion. Like even just reading for 20 minutes from a book that is not about what you're doing.
For five minutes.
Yes.
Like it doesn't, I don't even think it has to be like a long thing. I think it's just
playing
like,
I was going to say, like, it seems like you could use stuff that's maybe mindless, like playing a game on your phone. Like, it need not be like, yeah, I mean, just stuff that like can help you kind of, I mean, dare I say, play Spelling Bee by the New York Times, my new obsession. But, you know, something that's just going to let you veg out with no judgment as to what it is, as long as it's, you know, safe for you and your body. And I also think Dory makes a good point about it ending. And I know for myself, when something huge in my life comes to an end, there's like a major kind of emotional collapse for me. So I would say set your, like, I love the idea of having something really nice planned for when this is done. But I would set yourself, give your, like, know that that might happen, that there could be, like, often I get like, I get sick, I get a cold, I get run down, or I get really depressed. Like, there's a, it is a real emotional and physical journey to go through something like this. So give yourself some time when this campaign is done to just recover. Just recover.
Yeah.
Because no matter the outcome, if it is the outcome you want or the outcome you don't want, there is going to be a period of just kind of like exhaustion and coming down. And so I would just give yourself as much time as you need to really like take a little break.
Totally.
You know. And look, tiny treats where you can find them in the middle of a pandemic. A thin mint, not a thin mint, a peppermint.
You have thin mints on the brain.
I do have thin mints on the brain. What is the candy that I like that is like a thin mint? A York peppermint patty? Like,
ooh, yeah.
Sometimes, like, just get yourself a treat. Like, buy a nail polish. I don't know. Like, you know, like, find small moments of pleasure where you can.
Yeah.
And thank you. What you're doing is hard, and we really appreciate it. All right. Finally, we've got a text. Hi, Kat and Dor. I would like to do a song dedication. This song is Girl by Destiny's Child, and I would like to dedicate it to the community in the Forever 35 dating Facebook group. Life is tough for people in all sorts of situations right now, but it is an especially hard time to be single or dating, and I have found so much love and support from this community, and I don't feel as alone. So I'd like to say, I'm your girl. You're my girl. We're your girls. Don't you know that we love you? Thanks for the podcast and for bringing this community together.
Oh.
That seems like a real tight-knit Facebook group.
I love that. It is. It really is. I think a lot of friendships have formed in that group.
Yeah. So hello to everyone in it. You are loved. The song is for you. Cue it up and blast it.
Yep.
Thank you for your long distance dedication, listener. We welcome those at any time. Send them in.
Please do.
Well, we are here at the activity of the day, Dory.
Yep. Here we are.
Here we are. And it is to make sure you are registered to vote.
Yes. It's like, yeah, I mean, we all know how important it is. So please, please, please make sure that you're registered. And ballots have gone out in a lot of states. So please figure out how you are going to send in your ballot. If you're going to mail it in, if you're going to drop it off, what you're going to do.
Make up a plan.
Have a voting plan.
And you know, it is not too late to help out in whatever way you can. I feel like, you know, I'm doing letter writing and postcarding, and I know you are too, Dory. But sometimes all that stuff can feel overwhelming and people are feeling like they're not doing enough. Do what you can.
Yeah.
Any, you know, read up on your local elections. Look for ways to, you know, talk to people. Make sure your friends are registered. Figure out how to help people to vote in your community. Anything is better. Like anything helps. So let's do this.
Let's do this.
Let's do it.
All right, everyone. Kate, it's been a pleasure.
Dory, it has been a bloody good time.
All right. Bye, everyone.
Bye.